if we can get these things resolved in court, we'll be able to do what we have to do to make this all work by next Tuesday.
Democratic Election Commissioner Len Lenihan. This morning, North District incumbent Jay McCarthy returns to state Supreme Court. He's accused of gathering signatures for his petitions fraudulently. Arguments in his challenge began yesterday. Buffalo attorney Hope Jay is opposing McCarthy for the seat. Meanwhile, incumbent James Sampson, who was knocked off the West District ballot last week for not having enough valid signatures, also returns to court this morning to challenge that decision. Jennifer McCosey of Push Buffalo is vying for Sampson's seat.
The McCarthy case is being heard by Supreme Court Justice James Dillon, and the Sampson case is going to be heard by Supreme Court Justice John Michalak.
Lenihan tells WBFO News he's expecting decisions to be made today, and it will be a quick turnaround to prep the ballots in what's been a busy season since the New York State presidential primary.
It certainly was a difficult time constraint with, New York State having a fairly late primary, April 19th is late in the primary season, even though it's not quite over yet. But the fact is, in this case, for the first time in some time, we've been really constricted in what we can do here, in that the two of them are so close together. We're literally still counting absentee ballots. We're still doing affidavit ballots probably for another week.
Was there any consideration to move this farther into May, or is there a reason the May 3rd date was selected?
The May 3rd date was basically selected within the state education structure. It wasn't really an issue for us to resolve. It was really done. That date was given to us. And, came down from this Buffalo School Board and their work with the state board. So we just implement policy here. We don't set it.
Voter turnout for the city school board elections is normally low. In 2014, a little more than 13% voted. But Lenihan noted, with the nation charged up from the presidential campaigns, he believes the Buffalo School Board races could spark more interest this season.
We always hope for a big turnout because it's simply good for democracy. It's good for any level of government that's having an election to have as many people participating as possible. So we hope the people in Buffalo next week get out and vote and express their opinions about this school board.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.